Good morning. This is Dan O'Brien with your top third ag marketing pre-opening grain comments for Tuesday, March 21st. Pretty tight ranges overnight in the grains as we continue to drift lower following yesterday's weak technical action with the outside days to the downside. So first in corn, we've got May finishing the night down 2 cents at 361.5, with December corn finishing down a penny and a half at 384.75. Support coming in the May around the 360 level. In the wheat, we've got May down 2.75 cents at 427.5, with Kansas City May down 3.75 cents at 441.5. Winter wheat conditions came out. We've got Kansas at 38% good to excellent. That's versus 40% last week. Texas lower as well, 34% versus 35% last week. And Oklahoma down 2 points, 40% this week versus 42% last week. Now, with better rains forecast in the longer term for the hard red wheat belt, including that southwestern third to a quarter, it appears the market is discounting this decline in crop conditions with relief seen on the way. So in the beans, then, we've got May finishing down a penny and a half at 9.98, with November finishing down 1.25 cents at 9.92.25. Beans were lower overnight in China. Yesterday, AgriConsult out of Brazil upped their bean estimates to 111 million metric tons. That's 3 million metric tons higher than the USDA's 108 estimate. So the big crops in South America continuing to get bigger. We've got the beans still trading in a range that began last week on the 14th, consolidating ahead of next week's planning intentions report. In outside markets, we've got the dollar weaker but not helping, down 55 points at 99.67. Crude oil stabilizing a little bit higher this morning, up 15 cents a barrel at 48.37. The stock market trading a little bit higher, 24 points in pre-opening trade. And we've got gold trading down $1.60 an ounce at $1,234 an ounce even. That's all I have for this morning. If you'd like to give us a call, you can reach us at 877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE. Have a good day.